A couple of low-pressure systems moving from Colorado to the Great Lakes region promise to bring much more precipitation to the Dakotas and Minnesota, as well as many other areas in the central United States. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Our opportunity for substantial rain is increasing, at least for the western parts of the corn and soybean belt and the eastern portions of the plains. Now, we are fortunate enough to maybe miss out on some of the greatest rainfall, at least in this coming week. Two Colorado lows, though, are expected. The first one will be the largest. It is expected to begin spreading rain across South Dakota on Thursday, and we'll likely see that spreading very quickly to Minnesota and North Dakota as we get into the afternoon and especially the evening Thursday going into Friday. The low pressure center will become well developed and will bring a considerable amount of rain into the upper Midwest. The Dakotas will see lighter amounts and a few rumbles of thunder, but it shouldn't be as a heavy rain event as what may occur in parts of the western corn belt. The moisture totals with this first storm system are expected to run mostly in the range of around 3/4 of an inch to 1.5 inches. There will be a few exceptions both above and below that range, but I do expect to see that as being the most common amount of rainfall. Now, the second Colorado low is expected to bring another round of precipitation to the region already on Saturday night going into Sunday and early on Monday. The system will be smaller in size and also farther to the southeast relative to the first storm, but we still expect to see rain from it impacting much of South Dakota, southern and central portions of Minnesota, if not all of Minnesota, and the eastern portions of North Dakota. And the additional rainfall that comes with this event will likely run from 1/4 to 3/4 of an inch with some 1.5 inch amounts in Minnesota and perhaps a few counties in eastern South Dakota. After the second storm passes through the region, we'll get a little bit of a break from the moisture. We'll look for a few smaller disturbances coming around, though, during the course of the week next week. The temperatures are going to stay in a relatively favorable range. We look for 60s and some lower 70s today. It'll be warmest near the Missouri River Valley. We'll look for the temperatures tomorrow to be mostly in the upper 60s and 70s again. The coolest weather will shift into eastern South Dakota and southwestern Minnesota, though, as that new Colorado low begins to impact the region. We'll look for the highs on Friday in the 50s and some 60s, and we'll look for readings on Saturday very much the same, and Sunday probably 40s and 50s for the region. Our nighttime low temperatures over these next few days will warm up. We'll look for a lot of 40-degree readings tomorrow morning, even a few lower 50s. That'll occur again on Friday and even on Saturday before we start cooling down. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.